whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Who they want?
Yo, the man. I was about to say the myth and the legend. I don't know that he would appreciate all that. Well, we'll see. His name is Adam Spillane. He joins us. I believe, actually, are you still in the nation's capital, Spo?
I am on the corner of New York Avenue and 7th Street in D.C.
Look at you.
Very good. Wait, what are we doing on the corner there? Should I not ask those questions over air?
So I'm outside a restaurant where I'm eating lunch, and I decided that I would come outside to do this so I don't disturb all the people inside the restaurant.
Excellent. Okay. All right. So all right. We won't take too much of your eating time, but we did want to talk, obviously, about...
Damn. What's going on out there?
I mean, get out of the street, man.
Just D.C. happening, man. D.C. stuff happening.
Get your ass out the street.
Hey, man. It did look like, I don't know, what was happening with the Rockets early last night? Because it looked like maybe they were having some, walking through the streets, walking through traffic type moments. It did not look good early. What did you see from them early that kind of limited their ability, one, to score the basketball, but two, really more importantly, to actually stop the Wizards from doing stuff?
Yeah, I looked at the thermometer on my phone, and it was higher. It was like at 26 degrees, and it was higher than the Rocket shooting percentage at one point in the first quarter. They just kind of it just kind of looked like they were sleepwalking through that first quarter. Washington played okay. They got a nice boost off the bench. I think Washington scored like 16 points off the bench. A lot of it was Corey Kispert, and the Rockets just didn't do a whole lot. Fred VanVleet kind of kept them in it offensively. Jeff Green did a really nice job coming off the bench. I don't think he was the 10th guy that they used in that game last night. I don't necessarily think that he was going to play, but Ime Udoka, I think, thought that they needed some sort of a boost from that bench and some sort of a spark. He gave that to them, and then all of a sudden, Alperen Şengün, who started the game 1-for-7, he started to get hot. Give a lot of credit to Fred VanVleet for making sure to keep getting him the ball and setting up easy shots for him, whether it was in the pick and roll, giving him layups. That got his confidence going, and then Jalen Green started the game 1-for-8. He hits a 3 with 0.3 left on the clock in the first half, and then started 9-of-10 in the second half. So I wish I could take credit for this, but Kurt Goldsberry, who's been the front office guy in the league, a big analytics guy, he said last week on a podcast that the way every GM envisions their team is how it looks when they play against the Wizards. And in the second and third quarter, that's exactly what Rafael Stone and Ime Udoka envisioned when they put this roster together. They played fast. They got after it defensively. They forced turnovers. They got out on the break. They had 35 fast break points off of 18 turnovers, ridiculously efficient in that regard. So just a good win against a bad team.
Amen Thompson, is he gonna Wally Pip Jabari?
I don't know. We're too early in this process to really start to figure out, what things look like whenever Jabari does get healthy. But, I mean, to me, he's not there yet, but he is quickly becoming their best player.
Oh, yes.
And so I don't know. He's still got some things that he's got to clean up. Obviously, the shot being one, the other, he's got to get a little better just with his handle. But it's really hard to keep him off the floor, and I don't know what they're going to do just because they're not going to sit VanVleet. He's too important to how they run their offense. They're not going to sit Jalen Green because he can be their best scorer when he's right. Dylan Brooks, obviously a great defender. Şengün is Şengün, and Jabari was playing really well before he got hurt. So I don't know what they're going to do. It's a good problem to have, though. You kind of look at it, he's kind of their Eric Gordon from 6-7 years ago, where they just called Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon was just their sixth starter, and that's kind of what Amen Thompson is right now. It doesn't matter who doesn't play. He's starting in that spot.
We're talking to Adam Spillane right here on Sports Radio 610. And we go from the Wizards there to the Rio Grande Valley Vipers,
man,
in Edinburgh, because Ree Sheppard, he got the G League assignment. I was happy to see it. I didn't realize I was going to be this happy. What at least for the Rockets, was the biggest part of him playing? I know that you couldn't get a full accounting of the evaluation of what he did, but what were they looking to see? Because I definitely was happy about some of the things I saw outside of just 49 points on the stat sheet.
Yeah, they sent him down there with basically a checklist of things to work on, and it's basically everything. You know, it's running the offense, it's getting up shots, it's creating shots. They basically took the approach of, and you see a lot of teams do this in baseball, where you draft a guy, you sign him, and then you basically give that player 30 days and don't touch him and let him do things the way that he wants to do them. And then after that 30 days expires, then you can really start to work with the guy. They wanted to see Reed Sheppard, 2025 game, see what he had, and then really start to get a feel for what he needed to work on. And he wasn't going to get to work on that stuff at the NBA level right now. They just there are too many other guys. There's just not enough minutes. They've gone with this veteran rotation with Aaron Holiday getting a lot of minutes. So they wanted to get him some minutes in the G League, get him, you know, I think they wanted to probably get his confidence up a little bit too, and certainly scoring 49 will do that for you in your first real game in a while. So it was a good sign. The players, his teammates in the locker room last night in Washington were watching highlights, just like very excited, mm-hmm. seeing what he was able to do in the G League last night. But I don't know how long he'll be down there. I did ask Ime Udoka last night, but do you still envision him as being, you know, a major part of your rotation moving forward this season? And he very bluntly said yes. So they expect him to be a contributor at some point as the season goes along.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a little worried about you.
Are you holding up a bank?
I'm a little worried about you. But
I mean, it's okay if you are. I just feel like you should move before they get there. You know what I'm saying?
I'd rather not incriminate myself.
Fair enough. No. You know what? This is why I can't be a criminal, because I would have told everybody on air.
But that being said, shifting to baseball, Justin Verlander is a Giant. I'm not going to lie, kind of a mini confession here. It didn't really affect me very much. I mean, I didn't expect it, and I don't know how good he's going to be.
Yeah, I didn't expect the Astros to re-sign him. I am concerned. I was already thinking last night, who are the prospects that they give up to get him back next July when all their other starting pitchers get hurt? I think the writing was certainly on the wall, just seeing how many other guys they do feel like they have. You look at the price that he signed for, $15 million. They obviously weren't going to pay him that when you consider that they are right up against the CBT at this point. So not a big surprise. You hope for their sake, because they've gone into the last two spring training saying that we've got enough starting pitching, and then they inevitably did not have enough starting pitching.
Yeah.
So you hope for their sake that they do have enough, but at some point they were going to need to move on from Verlander. I still think he has something left. Just in hearing him talk at the end of last season, how the injury was a lot more than what they let on, and that's kind of, you know, where the Astros really do their players a disservice, is not coming clean about injuries, because this was a 3-month injury that he had. So he came back earlier than expected, but they didn't tell anybody that it was a 3-month injury. So you're seeing him out on the mound earlier than he should. He's not pitching well, and you're just thinking that he's cooked, when in fact he probably just came back a little too early. So I hope for his sake that he has something left with the Giants. Obviously one of the best pitchers in Astros history, and we'll see how things go. But I know he wants to keep pitching for a long time. He's got that magic number of 300 wins that's still there for him, if he can hang around for a little bit. And he's really the last pitcher of this era that has a chance to get to 300 wins.
Adam Spillane, unfair expectation here. 10 words or less, Gray Kessinger for Atascocita High School and Rice alum Matthew Linsky. 10-word analysis.
I have no idea who Matthew Linsky is.
Very good. So excellent. No more words. You did it. That was it. You made it happen. I understand the apologies that you have to Mr. Linsky, to the Rice Owls alums and fans, and to Atascocita High School alums. I understand. But that you did it. You nailed it there.
Blame Reggie.
Yep. Fair enough. Touche. I think he had like an 8 ERA in high A last year, which was a little – I mean, he wasn't in high A for very long. I think it was – I think 6 games, but regardless. And then one more thing, because people are bringing up the fact that Cam Whitmore and Jalen Green seem to have a little bit of beef of some sort. Is there any level of insight there?
I don't have anything on the Whitmore-Jalen Green thing. Obviously, I did see Whitmore. I was like right below Whitmore as he walked off the floor, and just kind of, he was the first one off last night. It's something, I guess, to watch, especially after his weird meet session last week. But I don't have a lot for you on that.
Okay. All right.
Stay low, man.
Yeah, stay low. Get inside, stay warm, and eventually, you know, do some digging. I kind of want to find, like, the Can't Wait More Space feels like something we need to watch, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely been bizarre the last week or so.
Yeah.
All right. Not bizarre. Always when we get a chance to talk to our guy, Adam Spillane, whether he's in here working out or in Washington, D.C., having lunch or maybe being accosted by the Secret Service. be well, my boy.
Thank you, guys. I'll see you on Saturday.
There he is, Baseball Spo. And when he mentioned Saturday, it's because Baseball Spo don't just cover baseball. He covers basketball, and he is always at the home games.
Hopefully he make it by Saturday. Man. I don't know what's going on with this standoff.
Not Secret Service will let him out. Secret Service will let him out.
I need to Google bail bonds in D.C., man.
Oh, buddy. I don't know if we're talking about regular municipal or like, you know, I feel like that's the feds might be coming after him. I don't know what he's been doing, but yeah. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where, look, the coaching carousel keeps churning with a whole bunch of weird stuff. Plus, I feel like there's something else that the Colts made some bad decisions about. We'll talk about that next.